the things that he did at that time for this revolution, if today we can say, like, if Iran has the constitution today, it's because of the hard working of Shahid Beheshti, the dedication that he had on this work.
This is a natural principle, that people are affected by their rulers.
One thing very obvious about his character that made him more influential was his management skills. Not only management skills, but in the more modern sense of it, leadership qualities. He was truly a leader. And when it came to him actually leading the whole group of scholars who were working on the Iranian constitution, you can see the high capability of this person.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio. This is The Teacher, an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim scholars and thinkers, jurists and philosophers all across the nation of Islam, with the presence of two experts, guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Zazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
Dr. Zazadeh, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
That's right. We are mainly concerned with the thoughts and speeches of Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti. Most of his speeches were in Farsi and some of them in English language. We try to select one beautiful part and fruitful part of his speech, playing it in Farsi language along with the English translation, and then we'll start our elaboration with the presence of the experts over here. Let's listen to this part of his speech, talking about the concept of imamat, or leadership, and then we'll get back.
Imamat. یک اصل زنده است در تاریخ اسلام و تاریخ تشیع.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism. And that we believe after Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali must succeed him as the Imam and leader of all Muslims is because this is asked and commanded by Allah and His Apostle. This is not definitely based on the kinship between Prophet Muhammad and Ali ibn Abi Talib. Because Prophet Muhammad had several son-in-laws and many cousins, and even uncles more than the number of his cousins. When Prophet Muhammad passed away, Abbas, his uncle, was still alive. Thus, this is not a matter of kinship. This is the story of being a selected human and an icon of perfection. Imamat is a high and living principle, and it will remain like this until the Day of Judgment.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the program The Teacher, and what you listened to was Shahid Ayatollah Beheshti talking about the concept of imamat and leadership. Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, let's start with you. This concept of imamat is sometimes misunderstood with the concept of caliphate. And we know that in the Western books and the media and the English languages, they do not have a clear understanding of the position and concept of imamat, and sometimes consider it as equal to caliphate. First of all, explain it a little bit for us, and then we'll get to the symbolic action of the imam in a society.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, for the khilafat or khalifa, caliphate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran that I will send a caliphate on the earth to the angels. It was referred to as the Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which means he was a representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth. Whereas the concept of imamat is talking about the leadership. Caliphate, being a caliph or a caliphate, is one of the duties of imam. So that's how we can say, like, imamat has a vaster, parameter, or we can say, like, boundaries.
Okay.
And one of his duties amongst the imamat is being caliph. So this is the difference between the imamat and the caliphate. That's first thing. The second thing is, imamat is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the, we can say, the basic principle. He has introduced it as a principle for the society, and it is the main part of the society. In this regard, obviously, when we refer to Quran, we look at the verse number 124 in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 124, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was talking to the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said to Ibrahim that we're going to make you the imam for the people.
That's right.
Now, when is this happening? The Quran says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. When Allah has obviously put Ibrahim into the trials and exams, when all of them were finished and he was succeeded in all those trials, after that Allah said, I will make you imam, I will make you leader for the people. Now, the point is that Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Prophet Ibrahim, was a prophet. When he was a prophet, he had all those trials. For example, leaving his son and wife into the desert.
Yes.
For example, slaughtering the best or the most beloved thing he thought of, the Ismail alayhi salam.
All the divine trials and tests.
All the divine trials and tests were ended. And after that, atammahuna means it was ended.
Yeah.
After that, once he has brought the Sharia, the rules and the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he conveyed all the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being a messenger and prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that Allah said, now you need to become a leader. The duty of leader is to apply all those messages and rules that were sent by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the society. Mm-hmm. And the society must follow this leader.
That's right.
So he can practically, basically apply all these rules. Mm-hmm. So all the prophets, they were imam as well, obviously.
That's right.
Those who had the books, for example, Prophet Musa was imam as well. Mm-hmm. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was imam as well. Mm-hmm. Why? Because Prophet Muhammad had the state of Medina, obviously, the Islamic state. In order to run the Islamic state, he must have the status of imam. Mm-hmm. So the imamate is one of the primary, we can say, principles in Islam.
That's right.
That leads the public, or which takes public or the people, general people, towards the perfection, towards the path which was set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. But Dr. Reza Zadeh, the mere character of the imam is also very important. According to Shahid Beheshti, it has to be a role model for the people of the society, as the case of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the Shia history, as a successor to Prophet Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Shahid Beheshti in this part is talking about, we can definitely say, one of the most important principles that we have in our religion, and that is the leadership. First, he mentions that leadership is something which is for all the times, not only limited to a certain time, for example, the time of the Prophet or the time after the Prophets or any other special period of time.
Okay.
That's not the case. Leadership is very important. Leadership is for all the times. Why? Because leadership is something that we needed in every stage of our lives. So this is the first thing that he talked about. But your question was about, and then he actually continues and goes about the criteria of leadership.
Okay.
When we know that leadership is necessary, we always need a leader.
This is the second part
Exactly.
Okay.
The second part he wants to talk about, okay, so how should we choose the leader? What are the criteria that the leader is chosen based on? He wants to answer this question. Many people have this perception that leadership, for example, in this very case, the case of the succession to the Prophet, leadership was based on being a relative of the Prophet, or Imam Ali was chosen as the leader of the society because he was the son-in-law of the Prophet, and these types of things. Mm-hmm. And Shahid Beheshti is trying to eliminate this very actually wrong misunderstanding that, and he wants to say that leadership in Islam, which is actually the core of our faith, is based on the virtues. And the leader himself needs to be an exemplary person for everyone in the society. And that is how a person is chosen as the leader. If the person is not qualified to be the leader, he should not and he cannot be the leader, because such a person will misguide the whole society. And actually because of the essence of the leadership and the important role of the leader on every single person who is living in the society, the person who becomes the leader of the society in the ideal form of that needs to be the best person who lives in that society.
Okay.
This is the ideal.
Yes.
Of course, at the time of the prophets or at the time that an infallible person lives in the society, that person would be clearly that infallible person.
That's
either
right.
He is an imam or a prophet, okay. Anyone who is completely immune from any error. But you know that obviously, in most cases, this is not possible.
And in the previous prophets, before Prophet Muhammad, this was not the case. I mean, as Said Mohsen said, the prophets themselves were the imams. Yeah. But weren't they trying to introduce an imam after themselves
society? Of course. You know, the leadership of the society has been the most important topic that the prophets have always been talking about, because they were the leaders of the society and they cared about the leadership after them. This is something that has always happened. And we know in the history and also in our theological discussions, we talk about the successors of the previous prophets. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to mention, I was talking about this very important concept that, okay, so what is the case about the time after the prophets? Mm-hmm. The prophets have died and the imams are not in the society. I mean, the infallible person is not physically available in the society to be the leader of the society. Okay. So should we say that, okay, now every single person can be the leader or not? There should be criteria. There should be some important factors in order to choose a person
That's
as a leader. And that is the turning point. That is the point that makes a huge distinction between, for example, the Shias and the Sunnis.
That's right.
Especially when they talk about this concept about, let's say, the early history of Islam, but it continues up until today.
Up until today.
Let me finish this because it's important. When the existence of an infallible, ideal person is not possible, logically, what's the solution? I mean, logically, ma la yudrak kulluh, la yudrak kulluh. When something cannot be achieved completely, should not be missed completely. So when the ideal person is not available, we need to try to find a person who is the closest person to that ideal. Mm-hmm. So based on that theory, let's say based on this theory, when we do not have access to the ideal person, we need to try to find the person who is the closest person to that in order to make him the leader of the society.
That's right.
And that we can say that this is one of the arguments for the theory of Wilayatul Faqih
That's
and the
right.
ideas
yes.
of Imam Khomeini. So when Ma'soom, when the infallible person is not in the society, it does not mean that any you know, any person
That's
with
right.
any type of, you know, character can be the leader.
And this concept have been always in the philosophy and theology of the Shia Islam during the history, but actualization of that took place at the time of, we can say, the Islamic Revolution of Iran.
I think Shahid Beheshti is also answering, obviously, in the West, if we look at the how West looks at the Islam. What they look is obviously because in the books of history, the way like the caliphate system started in the early time of the Islam, obviously there they said like they were the immigrants and the helpers and they had the argument.
Yeah.
And due to being like the most closest or the oldest person, like someone was chosen as the caliphate of the time. So this ideology
is a kind of blood ancestry thing among the people.
So these are accepted by the West as well. So Shahid Beheshti is also answering this,
that's right.
In Islam, look at all the schools of the thoughts of the Islam, that all of them do not follow the same thing. And this is not the reality. The successor of the prophet should be should be chosen or is being announced by the prophet, number one. Number two, like he refers to that, like prophet, why he announced it, it wasn't because he was the relative.
Yes.
It's because he deserves it.
Yeah.
And if I want to just bring a hadith for our Muslim brothers, it's from Muslim ibn Ahmad, and also Tabarani in Mu'jam al-Kabir has also narrated this. It is in Kanzul Ummal and Suyuti in Jam'ul Jawami'. Obviously, the hadith is like 4273, and I can give you the numbers later.
Okay, very good.
This hadith is there that Abdullah has narrated this hadith that the Prophet ﷺ has said to his daughter, Fatima Zahra Salamullah alayha, that are you not happy that I married you with the one who became Muslim the first? Who was the first Muslim, number one.
Yes.
Number two, who is a'lam amongst my ummah, mm-hmm. who is the most knowledgeable in my ummah, number two. Right. Number three, he is a'azamahum hilman. He has a lot of, like, hilm is generally translated as the patience. Mm-hmm. It's not just about the patience only.
Okay.
It's more than patience. Yes. So he's more than that. So basically, even before being the son-in-law of the Prophet, he was the most knowledgeable in amongst the Muslim, we can say, like, the Muslims of that time.
Okay.
And that's why Prophet said, like, I am the city of the knowledge and he is the door. And after that, he said, I am the house of wisdom and he is the door.
The gate of...
And adarul hikmah wa aliyun babuha. And madinatul ilm wa aliyun babuha.
That's right.
So all these things basically shows that if Amirul Mu'mini Ali ibn Abi Talib was the successor of the Prophet, he was on the basis of, we can say, the knowledge, the taqwa, and all those, the criteria that are said. Obviously, he was very much closer to the Prophet. Obviously, we had the hadith, inshallah, if you'll say, I can narrate those, where Prophet said, lahmuka lahmi, like, your blood is my blood, your flesh is my flesh, so you're my part. And all these ahadith are there.
Right.
And these are in Sahih Sittah, the narrations that I'm...
And what is important is this, that this clarifies... the blood relations, because, you know, in the king system, usually the son replaces the father. And this has been in the...
Crown princes are
the crown of princes are over there. But over here in Islam, and the replacement of Imam Ali alayhi salam as being a successor to Prophet Muhammad, this was not the case. The case was only the virtue defined by Prophet Muhammad. We are done for today. We'll continue, inshallah, our discussion regarding the concept of imamat and leadership according to Shahid Beheshti in our coming session of the program. Thank you very much, Dr. Reza Zadeh.
You're very welcome.
And Said Mohsen Naqvi for presence in this program. It was very kind of you. And dear listeners, thank you much too for listening to this episode of The Teacher. You can download for free our previous episodes of the program, The Teacher, on our website, parstudio.com/enkalavislam page. Also, you can visit our YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah. Muallim.